From the studios to Teeing It Up in the swamps of Jersey, this is Teeing It Up, previewing the Masters, a tradition unlike any other, on ESPN and CBS this week. This is going to be a short podcast, but I just wanted to point out a couple things as I see things developing starting tomorrow for the Masters, a tradition unlike any other. The first is that there will be some thunderstorms and rain overnight that will make this golf course soft. So anybody in that early wave, anybody who's in the early featured group wave tomorrow, Thursday, is going to have a big advantage. Softer conditions, obviously, is a large part of that. And when you look at a guy, maybe it's Jake Knapp, maybe it's Gary Woodland, maybe it's Bryson, maybe it's Lucas Glover, Harris English, these guys, Tony Finau in the earlier part of the wave, Willie Z, JT, they get helped here. Who's also in that wave? Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler and Sam Burns will withdraw if their wives go into labor, being reported by Golf Digest and Golf Channel. We shall see if it comes to that. But it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out. The weather comes through, thunderstorms come through, push everything back a little bit maybe. Then you got partly cloudy skies, playable conditions, and I don't know what we're going to see on a firm and fast golf course. They tried to prep for this, Augusta National did. Well, lo and behold, we'll see if the golf course absorbs it and it plays soft, or if it plays like what Augusta wanted it to if there was never any rain. I don't think Tiger's a serious contender. I think it's lack of reps more than anything. Nothing personal, Tiger. I just think it's absolute lack of reps. And I think that it's a big ask if you're going to try to figure out a way for Tiger to get a win here. It's a big, big ask. So I don't think that happens. My pick this week is in the afternoon wave. His name is one familiar to many, many out there. And his name, I brought the players list and not the tee times list. Tee times. The old Brooks Koepka. I just think he's playing with Brian Harman, which might aggravate him, and Tom Kim. But I just think there's enough there for BK. He's a professional. He wants to show up and show out. He's a competitor, he's a fighter. That's what Brooks Koepka is, ultimately. And I think that's ultimately what we get. So that's my winner, Brooks Koepka. I know a lot of people want Rory. I've said Rory. Rory, for me, has to be chasing on Sunday for this to work. This does not work if Rory is in the lead. I think it gets too much to his head. He has to be, and I just want to stress, has to be coming from behind for him to win. I'll just throw out random names. Joaquin Niemann obviously earned special exemption from Augusta National to get here. Patrick Cantlay, Will Zalatoris, Justin Thomas, Xander, that kind of group. Guys who haven't won a major yet, obviously Willie Z's had the injuries that have sidetracked him. As the morning wave, I'll get to my long shot in a second. Ludwig Åberg is going to win a bunch of these. I don't know when, I don't know which one, but just give it time for Ludwig. Once he gets his real footing on the PGA Tour circuit and on major championship circuit, he's going to win a bunch of these. As is Sahith Tagalog, who already has a victory under his belt. But my long shot for this week is Denny McCarthy. He nearly beat Akshay Bhatia last week by throwing a 28 at him on the second nine at the Valero Texas Open. No, the Oaks course, TBC San Antonio Oaks course, is not Augusta National. But it just is a fact that he's the best putter on the PGA Tour. And I think he might be the dark horse this week. Brooksy takes it home. You saw my list of sleepers. I just don't think this is the year for Rory McIlroy. But if we are going to have a fluke winner, as this season has been having, because Koepka's not a fluke, Denny McCarthy, sure damn a fluke, but I really like Joaquin Niemi also in that role. So I hope everybody enjoys their Masters. We'll see you on the backside of it. And have a great Masters weekend on ESPN and CBS. Scott Van Pelt leading us off on Thursday at 3 Eastern. On Friday, alongside Curtis Strange, and then Jim and Trevor take us home. Starting Saturday at 3 Eastern, Sunday 2 Eastern on CBS and streaming on Paramount+. We will see you then. Have fun, everybody.